Thank you for contacting customer support. My name is Kira. How may I assist you?
Hi. hi, I'm calling in today because I'm just reviewing my bank records and I'm not familiar with this charge. It may or may not be from me, so I just need to clarify what, I guess, what business you are that might help me.
Okay, so we do partner in with different companies and products. We basically like a third party. We just take like the account calls, the backlashes from all the calls, the products. If you want a counselor, membership, or counselor subscription, refunds, we kind of like basically all that stuff from those companies.
Okay. Okay. I really. So here's the thing. The charge came up one day when I was already on my account. So I viewed it in real time, like when it came out. So I was like, okay, I need to keep an eye on this because I didn't, you know, charge this. The only thing I can think of is like a month ago, I accidentally did this subscription thing, but I canceled it. I was given like a confirmation number and everything. And the thing is the total is not the same. Like this charge was maybe $24.99. The other one was different, I believe. So I don't feel like that's it either. But I'm not sure. I just don't think this is my... It says, okay, let me ask you this. So the transaction says Pinnacle Evolutions Starve. Does that mean anything to you?
Okay, so it sounds like it is an exercising app. That's what it sounds like it is. But provide me with your zip code and I can get in there and see if you got an account with us to describe it more of what's going on.
Okay, cool. It's 71104.
Okay, and then first to last name for me.
Kayla, Kayla. Lanier, Lanier.
Okay, so it does look like I have an account with that zip code and with your first to last name. Can you verify your address for me?
250 Dalzell, Shreveport, Louisiana, 71104.
Okay, so... what it looks like is this is a, the name of it is Evo Trainer. Basically, like I said earlier, it is a digital subscription, which means it's an app on your phone where you can download on your phone. You might not have the app on there just yet because you haven't downloaded it because you probably wasn't aware of the charge. But it is a digital subscription to the fitness app. More than likely, it's bundled with if you did a survey for a watch or if you did a trial of any kind of diet products like maybe keto or gummies, CBD oils, CBD creams, facial creams, things of that nature. So that's what it's kind of like bundled in with.
So let me ask you this. Since I have an account, can you see the transaction I had before? For the $54.95?
Okay, so with the $54.95, I can't see those transactions because this probably was on another account with another vendor or something like that.
Yeah. Okay, so that's what this is. Okay, I'm just trying to figure out. So I don't want this. Like, okay. I don't want it.
No problem. And, I can cancel it out for you.
So I was already... I already did this, though. There was a gentleman who was super nice. You're super nice, you know, because at first I was like, oh, my God, my card's been stolen, and it just wasn't like that. It was because I got online, and I put my information into the thing knowing that I needed to read further, but I was just like, oh, look, I'm going to win an iPad, blah, blah, blah. And then, of course, the first charge came along. He gave me, like, a confirmation number and everything. So if this is related to that same situation where, because he said the same thing, it's going to be different vendors, I'm a third party. So if it didn't work that time, I'm afraid it won't work again. I saved the confirmation number. Is there any way? Because I mean, I want my money back.
Okay, so now again with that, that's why I say we have different vendors. You know, like there are different vendors to where you have different products depending on what that product was that you had. Like if it was like a watch or something like that, because sometimes you do a watch, they enter you to a membership, so they have to counsel you through that department or through that vendor.
So you're saying that he canceled me with that vendor.
Correct.
And now you'll have to cancel me with this vendor.
Correct. Cause this is a whole nother vendor. It's a whole nother different product. So what happens is you probably was with two vendors. So you probably was with that vendor, he had to cancel you out. Then you came over here with this vendor and I had to cancel you out with this one.
Okay. Even though I did this through one email and only gave my information out once, it's just gone out to multiple vendors.
Okay, so like I said before, like I'm not sure how you got into this vendor. Only thing I was able to do was just give you some product knowledge on what you could have did a survey for, or what you could have did a trial for, or what could have entered you into this. Because sometimes when you do, just like we have people call in about sweepstakes entry. Once they do a sweepstakes, they enroll them into their meal planning app on their own. That makes sense, if you get what I'm saying.
Yeah, I do. I'm disappointed because I feel like next month I'm going to get another charge from another vendor and then so on and so forth. So I just have to cancel over and over again and get charged over and over again. So I don't know how to find the source. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know how to go to the one play, like how it went to multiple vendors, you know, like how would I get to the number one source to cancel me for any subscriptions ever? Like, I don't have any subscriptions. I don't want any. I'm just a little bit confused as to how to get there. But yeah, if you could just cancel me with this one. I'm not sure what to do.
Okay, so I can't cancel you from this one as well.
So I'm so sad right now. I'm going to have to change all my stuff. So that's $85 so far.
Okay, so I've got that refund back towards you. It should be back in your account within 3 to 5 business days. So just be on the lookout for
thank
it.
Thank you.
No problem.
That's so sweet. I didn't know you were going to do that.
No problem.
That makes me so happy. Okay. Thank you. Do you have any recommendations on how, like, okay, let's say, you know, 3 weeks go by and I get another charge and I'm like, oh shit, I got a new vendor. Okay. Like, do you have any recommendations on how to figure out, like, how my stuff is just getting given to new vendors all the time?
Okay. So, other thing about that I can tell you is if you go in and you do a survey. Okay, if that survey partner in, or that survey has like a bundle to where you have to enter that survey. Once you enter that survey, it goes to like, let's see, how can I put it? It's bundled in, so you don't have any other choice but to be charged for this bundle of vendor, if that makes sense.
Yeah, okay, now I understand what you're saying. So unless I can get to the original email and reread it and figure out what my like bundle is, that I have no way of knowing until just charges come up. It's either wait on the charge or try to locate the original email. Kind of. Is that what you're kind of saying?
Yes. But usually when things like this happen, usually people, they still get refunded for it. But I still have some people just order a new card, if you know, just order a new card, just on the safe side.
I know. I really don't want to have to do that because I've got, I've had to do that before for fraudulent stuff. I've had to do it like 4 times in like 4 years. And I have my stuff saved to certain things. I was just trying to avoid that if possible. But I guess if it happens a third time, I'll just have to, you know, just change my card.
Okay.
So yeah. Okay. Well, thank you so much. Just go ahead and cancel it and all that. And I'll stay on the phone. I don't know if you need me.
Okay, so let's go ahead and get that canceled out. I did go ahead and get you that refund back. And I can give you that cancellation number whenever you're ready.
All right, let me just pull this up. All right, I'm ready.
Okay, so the cancellation number will be C as in Charlie, 599-499.
Got it. All right. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. And thank you for contacting customer support. You have a great day, okay?
All right. You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.